Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Allen. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature artists and songs that were never released as a 45. Coming up this half hour, we'll hear from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Undisputed Truth, Kim Weston, The Temptations, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, Boys to Men, Diana Ross and the Supremes and The Temptations together, and Brenda Holloway. First up this half hour, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with a song that was not released as a 45 called Tune Up from 1965 right here on Motown.
Nothing but bad things about it. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama looked up and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Never worked a day in his life.
Some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching,
stealing in dirt
and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just looked up at you. Your Papa was a rolling stone, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Today.
Tore it up today.
It ran.
Motown Memory from Kim Weston, I'm Still Loving You. And that only reached number 79 in the United States pop charts, but a respectable number 35 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1967. Before that, The Undisputed Truth, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Their version only reached number 63 on the pop charts and number 24 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1971. Of course, The Temptations had a smash hit with that song. And we started this half hour with Junior Walker and the All-Stars, not released as a 45 from 1965, Tune Up. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're featuring some great Motown artists with songs that were not released as a 45. Well, coming up, The Temptations with their version of War. Well, War is a counterculture era soul song written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong in 1969. Well, Whitfield first produced the song, and of course it was a blatant anti-Vietnam War protest song with The Temptations, which is the version we'll hear coming up. And after Motown began hearing repeated requests to release War as a single, Whitfield re-recorded the song with Edward Starr as the vocalist because Motown didn't want to alienate their more conservative fans. Well, Edward Starr's version of War was a smash number one hit in 1970, and it was not only the most successful and well-known record of his career, but it was also one of the most popular protest songs ever recorded. Well, here is The Temptations with War right here on Motown.
What is innocent lives? War means tears in thousands of mothers' eyes. When their sons go off the pint and lose their life, I said,
war. Huh. What is it good for?
Absolutely. Say it again.
War. Huh. What is it good for?
Absolutely.
War.
It's nothing but a heartbreak. Friend only to the undertaker. War is an enemy to all mankind. The thought of war blows my mind. War has caused unrest within the younger generation. Induction, then destruction. Who wants to die? Oh,
war.
Too short and precious to spend fighting wars each day. War can't give life, it can only take it away. Oh, war! Keep our freedom, but Lord knows it gotta be a better way. I said,
war.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely. No. Say it again.
War.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What
is it good for?
Absolutely.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
And I want to share all my love with you. No one else will do.
And
your eyes,
they tell me how much you care. Oh, yes, you will always be my endless love.
Two hearts that beat as one. Our lives have just begun. I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charms.
And love,
oh Lord, I'll be a fool for you, I'm sure.
You know.
No one else can be what you have been. Even when I was bad, you showed me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life.
Boyz II Men with a song from Mama, and they reached number 7 in the United States pop charts from 1997. Before that, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, a number 1 smash hit all over the world from 1981, Endless Love. And we started with The Temptations' War, never released as a 45. Of course, Edward Starr made that his signature tune. And War by The Temptations was recorded in 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom. And for this hour, we're featuring some great songs that were never released as a 45. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together with a Marvin Gaye classic, I'll Be Doggone, from 1968, right here on Motown.
But if I ever caught you running around, continue with Tom Fowler.
Look what you've done. You made a fool out of someone who thought love was true and found out that you were just having fun.
Holloway with I've Been Good to You, not released as a 45 but recorded in 1968. The Miracles version of that song featuring Smokey Robinson only reached 103 in the U.S. pop charts in 1961. And we start with Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together, I'll Be Doggoned, Marvin Gaye great song, this one recorded from 1968. This hour, we featured some great Motown artists and songs that were not released as a 45.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.